You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to What's New with Wired.
It's Thursday, January 20th. Today we're talking about why airlines are fighting the 5G rollout. Before we get into today's top story, remember to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, Steve Jobs is dead, Mark Zuckerberg is tarnished. So who do young entrepreneurs look up to? Checking in on Wired Science, researchers are exploring the health benefits of literally chilling out. And on Wired Security, as Ukraine tensions mount, Russia has taken down the notorious ransomware group Revil hackers, but the Kremlin's critics are wary of the underlying motivation. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts. The activation of C-band frequencies by AT&T and Verizon means that improved 5G networks are now available for millions of Americans. The long-anticipated rollout began on January 19th, but with one caveat. Both companies temporarily pushed back plans for 5G networks near certain airports after criticism from the Federal Aviation Administration and multiple airlines about interference from 5G repeaters affecting airline radio altimeters. AT&T's and Verizon's C-band frequencies primarily range from 3.7 to 3.98 gigahertz. Airlines are concerned these mid-band waves may impact the radio altimeters that pilots use to know how far planes are from the ground. A recent statement from United Airlines says that when deployed next to runways, the 5G signals could interfere with the key safety equipment that pilots rely on to take off and land in inclement weather. 2 days before the 5G rollout, the trade organization Airlines for America sent a letter, signed by major airline CEOs, to U.S. Transportation Department Secretary Pete Buttigieg and others urging them to intervene and stop 5G implementation within 2 miles of airports, something other countries have required as part of their own 5G rollouts. When AT&T and Verizon postponed 5G by airports for 6 months, the companies emphasized the autonomy of their decision. In a statement to Wired, an AT&T spokesperson says, "At our sole discretion, we have voluntarily agreed to temporarily defer turning on a limited number of towers around certain airport runways as we continue to work with the aviation industry and the FAA to provide further information about our 5G deployment, since they have not utilized the 2 years they've had to responsibly plan for this deployment." Verizon's similar comment on the situation focused on how the company voluntarily decided to pause the rollout and pointed blame toward the FAA and the airlines for not preparing to handle 5G frequencies, despite it being safe and fully operational in more than 40 other countries. For their part, the FAA is trying to figure out which radio altimeters will not be affected by the 5G deployment. When C-band is released near airports, Boeing 787 operators have been advised by the FAA to use extra precaution during storms. If necessary, aircraft can be retrofitted with improved altimeters to assist with landings in low-visibility situations. According to a release from the FAA, the agency approved 2 radio altimeter models that are installed in a wide variety of Boeing and Airbus planes. This combination of aircraft and altimeter approval opens up runways at as many as 48 of the 88 airports most directly affected by 5G C-band interference. The Boeing 777, which is in wide use in both American and global airlines, is not yet included on the FAA's list of approved airplane models. President Joe Biden released a statement thanking AT&T and Verizon for the delay. It says this agreement will avoid potentially devastating disruptions to passenger travel, cargo operations, and our economic recovery, while allowing more than 90% of wireless tower deployment to occur as scheduled. According to the Biden administration, conversations to resolve the issue are ongoing. My team has been engaging nonstop with the wireless carriers, airlines, and aviation equipment manufacturers to chart a path forward for 5G deployment and aviation to safely coexist. And at my direction, they will continue to do so until we close the remaining gap and reach a permanent, workable solution around these key airports, the statement reads. Despite the agreement between the airlines and wireless carriers, a few international airlines are canceling flights out of an abundance of caution, including Emirates, Air India, and Japan Airlines. Considering airlines are canceling flights because of staffing shortages due to the continuing coronavirus pandemic, American travelers already have to deal with flight delays and cancellations, but concerns over 5G may cause additional disruptions.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from Wired.com.